Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, October 4th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows legislators raised a record-smashing $6.8 million during the first half of 2011, led by 12 office holders involved in the summer recall elections. The report says legislative fundraising in the first half of 2011 tripled and even quadrupled fundraising in comparable odd-numbered years, and even Trump's fundraising during the first 6 months in even-numbered general election years. 12 legislators involved in the summer recall elections raised $4.2 million. That was nearly two-thirds of the $6.8 million in total legislative fundraising in the first half of 2011. Two of those candidates each raised more than $1 million, and a third wasn't far behind. With us to talk about the group's report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, can you walk us through some of the highlights of the report? Some of the comparisons to previous years are striking, even when you compare the most recent data to election year fundraising.
Yeah, they're definitely striking. The amount of money raised in this period was seven times more than the last comparable six-month period. Not 7% more, seven times more. It was 325% higher than the previous record for the first 6 months of an odd-numbered year. And it was even 93% higher than the first 6 months of an election year, the 2010 election year. In an election year, we're talking about well over 200 candidates that are raising money in the lead-up to an election. Here you've basically got a dozen candidates in these recall elections that were driving the fundraising in this period here in the first half of 2011. So these are just astonishing figures.
Given the unusual political climate, at least for Wisconsin, over the past few months, is all this fundraising surprising or even alarming?
Well, it's not surprising considering that we just issued a report a while ago showing $44 million was spent in these summer recall elections. And these are eye-opening, jaw-dropping numbers. They ought to be alarming to people in Wisconsin. But I don't know that it's a surprise because of the highly unusual political circumstances. It's difficult to compare this period to any past period because we've never had a first half of an odd-numbered year where we had unprecedented numbers of recall elections going on. So that's what drove this record fundraising.
Talk about some of the top fundraisers during the period.
Well, at the top of the list, all the way down the top of the list, are the candidates in those summer recall elections. So that's further evidence that that's absolutely what drove this record fundraising. Yeah, there were other legislators who were busy trying to raise money and fill their campaign coffers for 2012, but that wouldn't have driven the fundraising off the charts the way it was. And if you look at the top of the list, it's peppered with one recall candidate after another, both sides, Democrats and Republicans alike.
In addition to legislators, Governor Scott Walker also raised an unusually large amount of money during the first half of 2011, at least compared to past comparable periods by his predecessor, Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. Anything to be gleaned from that?
He's definitely gearing up for a recall election himself, and his fundraising makes that patently obvious. But then also, you know, his chief of staff was just moved over to the campaign, and he took some people in his administration and moved them over to the campaign side. So he clearly is expecting a recall election. He's gearing up for that recall election. The staffing decisions that he's making reflect that. The fundraising that he's doing definitely reflect that.
Thanks for your thoughts, Mike. For more details about the report and how much your state senator or representative raised during the period, please check out the October 4th report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.